You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
This is John and Gordy, very special edition. We've changed it now. Last hour was I Don't Know What the F They're Doing edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning Show. This hour, it's going to be These Guys Gotta Calm Down edition of John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
And why are we calling it those? Why do we have new slogans? What are you talking about?
Well, these are Trump slogans.
Oh,
that,
yeah. He's
throwing them out like pancakes on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, he is. He was off to the NATO summit, and they got a couple of comments from him as he was walking out to the helicopter.
You know, it doesn't instill a lot of confidence in your vision of the president if he's thinking these guys got to calm down.
That's what he said about Israel and Iran.
If that's how he's thinking, if that's his deepest thought, then we got real big problems, especially, you know, I don't know what the F they're doing.
Yeah, that's the big headline.
He's not quite in the loop.
They keep flashing that on CNN this morning. Yeah. This portion of the show is being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though, throughout Verlo's history. They are still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. It is 8 minutes past the hour. We've got cloudy skies. It's humid out there. We'll be in for more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon or early evening. And highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 69 degrees. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to our first story here. Let's go to the state capitol.
Okay.
And Chris Coppinga. He's a wiseacre senator that seems to think he knows it all, and
really?
and whatever he thinks is the correct way of thinking. Now let's get into what he has said recently. Chris Coppinga got no blowback on his appearance on Up Front.
Oh,
you know, it's in Milwaukee, a TV show there, and syndicated. He said this. That Wisconsin needs its own Doge. Okay? He wants Wisconsin, yes, he wants the Republicans in the state capitol to create their own Doge to go through government and get rid of waste and fraud, okay? Now, keep in mind that the gerrymandered Republicans have been in control of the state legislature since 2011, and there's still waste? Why don't we play this cut here?
Okay. Overwhelming support from the public on Doge. And we don't have any reforms right now that are being proposed in the budget to look at wasteful spending. And for me, that's a big concern, too, because I know it's there. We all know it's there, and we need to be responsible and start digging into that at the state level as well.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah, you've had quite a long time to do that since 2011 anyway. You know, they jump on the bandwagon of these ridiculous programs.
Yeah, Doge.
Yeah, Doge.
Really? We need our own Doge.
Well, we know that it was a disaster. They fired people before they knew they needed them.
Yes.
And defunded important programs that will save people's lives. But yeah, we need that in this state.
That's so, what they want to do in
Coppinga
Wisconsin.
Is claiming the public loved Doge. Is that true? Do you think the public really liked Doge after all the meddling that they got into?
No.
Quinnipiac University National Poll on June 11th asked voters how they would rate the work that Musk and Doge have done. 38% approved, while 57% say either they didn't think it was very helpful, 12%, or 45% said it was poor, their performance was poor.
Right.
So I don't know where Chris Coppinga is getting his information. Maybe it's just the circle he runs in. Maybe
apparently
they really
so.
Love it or something.
Yeah, we should send him the update and see if that changes his mind about things.
Well, unless he thinks maybe the Democrats can do a better job. Oh. I don't know. How about the Washington Post poll at the end of April, 56%. Now, this is when it was more popular. 56% of respondents agreed that DOGE is going too far in laying off government employees to reduce the size of the federal workforce. 55% said DOGE's cuts to federal programs will hurt the U.S. economy, and 51% said the cuts would have a direct negative impact on their families.
Wow.
So if that's positive, that's big approval by the public that Coppinga is talking about, I think he has He has a lesson to be learned that that's not true. Okay.
Hey, let's go to the phones.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Let's
Everybody's
go to Dick.
Waving. We've got a couple of calls here.
Let's go to Dick first.
All right.
And welcome to the show, Dick. Good morning.
Good morning. Could we maybe start with not paying him and the Republicans right now? Because they don't do anything. They convene these meetings, show up, stand around for a while, and then hit the gavel and go home.
You would have to list that as fraud, I would think.
I would say. And can I say something to Trump?
Jim? Yes,
please.
Real quickly. First of all, it's just his manner of speak from the English language. Like when the thing first was launched, completely and totally obliterated. No, completely is enough. That's like completely surrounded. No, surrounded is enough.
Yes.
You know, he has to go on and on with his words. Like, he's not exactly the greatest wordsmith to begin with, but no, that's three times he says the same thing.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's a good observation, and we'll continue to pick up quotes from yes. Trump today.
He's
got a lot of them.
He's
today.
Got plenty to say this morning. Okay, let's go back to the phones. We have Mark, on,
Mark
the line
on the line
this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, well, talk about government waste. I mean, Chris Coppinga is kind of an example of waste of human anatomy. That I retired, from the state, about 8 years ago now, and I didn't see a whole lot of waste when I worked for the state. I mean that. Budgets were always, fairly snug, and there wasn't a heck of a lot of money being wasted. But was it a waste of money for the USAID money that we were putting out, and saving people? Like 300,000, they've estimated like at least 300,000 people have died because we've, cut USAID.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just sad, and let's face the fact that DOGE is not even properly funded because they're drawing money from the Treasury that wasn't allocated by Congress, so it's an unconstitutional agency. I mean, it's not even a real agency.
Yeah,
unconstitutional, pure and simple.
I think it costs more to hire them than it was the money that they said they saved.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, and the opportunity cost loss that they are causing. I mean, we're ceding soft power to China. I mean, that especially in Africa.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
All right.
Thanks, brothers.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. We're talking about Elon and Doge and the waste of money. Again, I think they supposedly saved maybe $45 billion in all that they did.
But they were they were going to do a lot more than that, right?
Supposedly.
Their goal was
$1 trillion.
Yeah, $1 or $2 trillion.
All right. So anyway, I saw this post. I thought it was applicable at this point. Eating just one billionaire would do more to prevent climate change than going vegan or never driving a car for the rest of your life.
Wait, what?
So again,
where does that come?
Eating just one billionaire would do more to prevent climate change than going vegan or never driving a car for the rest of your life. And when you think about it,
okay,
I think they're right.
Where's the source for that?
Where did that come from?
It was just a post.
Really?
That's
okay.
All. It's some,
so a web
some,
wisdom?
Yeah,
thing?
A web wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah. All in right. A poster form.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
I want to get to this. This is really, really important news, okay?
Okay. All right.
The Democrats in the House and the Senate secretly, they never tell you what they're doing.
No.
That's why their poll numbers are so low. But they introduced, get this, new legislation that would establish a Part E for Medicare. What is that? It would allow people to opt into the program on Medicare, public option, on the exchanges.
Mm.
Okay. And compete with private insurance on the exchanges. So it would be part of the ACA, Obamacare. Yeah.
Okay.
Medicare Part E would sustain itself through premiums, just like Medicare does, with enrollees able to sign up through any state or federal insurance marketplace. And the subsidies that you get to pay for your premiums each month would go for your deductibles and co-pays that Medicare does require.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
That is a really interesting, it's really good. It's a public option. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The plan covers the ACA's 10 essential health benefits and include a full range of reproductive health services, including abortions. It would establish a cap on out-of-pocket costs and allow the program to negotiate drug prices, which is the big deal. Negotiating the drug prices is what's different from other states that have allowed a public option, their own public option, but they can't negotiate. So it's not really saving a lot of money. So if you can save it and it's a national plan, you'll save a ton of money. Again, the Democrats in the Senate and the House introduced legislation that would establish Part E, Medicare, and put them on the affordable exchanges.
That sounds like a good idea. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm bringing it up, I think that the Democrats should have this as their major plan.
Mm-hmm.
This should be something they should be talking about now, because in a year, at the end of this year, a lot of people are going to lose their health care plans, especially through the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. So if they get on this ahead of time, it would look like we're at least thinking ahead, that we're planning ahead, that we have an agenda. Instead of reacting, and then reacting when people start complaining and losing their health insurance, then we react.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not reacting to that. We are actually proactive.
Got a plan for the future, some good things to look forward
to. Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what they need to do, yes.
They have to do that.
Yes. Hey, you can check out the WMDX newsletter. You can sign up for it. It comes out every Thursday. It goes right into your email. If you want to sign up, go to WMDXradio.com. That's WMDXradio.com.
All right. I've got another one. This is healthcare related as well. This is Bernie Sanders asking RFK Jr. exactly if he thinks people have a right to healthcare. Let's listen to this. 187.
Do you agree with me that the United States should join every other major country on earth and guarantee health care to all people as a human right? Yes, no.
Senator, I can't give you a yes or no answer to that question.
Health care a human right? Is health care a human right?
In the way that free speech is a human right, I would say it's different, because if with free speech doesn't cost anybody anything, but in health care, if you smoke cigarettes for 20 years and you get cancer, you are now taking from the pool.
Okay.
No, that's ridiculous.
RFK Jr.
So, everybody pays into the pool and gets health care. That's how it's done in all the other industrialized countries. So, what a genius thought that is. By the way, the people that were smoking were told that it was okay and healthy. So that's called an externality, that these businesses, they make money on you, but they make you pay the cost of the repercussions from that activity. Mm-hmm. So,
we will continue with John and Gordy for a Tuesday morning in just a few moments.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Listen, when you vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison, it's like voting for brats, the Packers, the Badgers, or cheese. Yeah, that's John and Gordy. Cheesy.
Yep. Easy.
That's it.
That's a compliment, right?
Thank of course. You, this is a very special edition. These guys got a calm down edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning show. That is a quote from Trump this morning. We just love listening to all of these ridiculous comments.
Well, that was one of a couple of comments.
Well, you like the other one, don't you? So do I.
Yeah.
His other one was, I don't know what the F they're doing. And that
in regard to Israel and Iran.
Yes, yeah. The conflict there.
Yeah.
So always good to know that the president is
he's right on
got
top
his
of
finger on the pulse
of America. Yeah. Wow. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com for a free hearing test and a whole lot more. Now, it's time for us to get an update on the weather. Man, it's still humid out there. We had all this rain. Look at it. It's raining again.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is raining again.
It is raining again.
Wow.
Right on cue.
Yep. Good morning, Brittany Merlot. Tell us. What?
Good morning.
What? We had a lot of rain here.
Oh, yeah, man. Gordy, flooding.
You knew what happened at Woodman's.
Woodman's
the roof
east side
collapsed.
Location. Well, part of the roof did collapse, and they showed video this morning on one of the early morning TV shows of water just streaming down. I mean, it was like a waterfall into Woodman's, and I guess they're closed. That location, it's an east side location.
It's on Milwaukee Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're they had some big trouble there, and there was some flooding around the city this morning. But what can we expect today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys, I saw you got about 2.5 inches by 10 o'clock last night. It was coming down so heavy, and in total, it was 2.5 inches. Yeah. So, I mean, crazy stuff. I saw the videos of your streets just getting down, poured, flooding over. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys are drying out today because we've got more rain on the way. Unfortunately, it looks like, obviously, you know what's going on right now, light rain, but we've got the chances for storms sparking up again this afternoon. So a few rounds are possible on and off showers and storms today. It looks like a good 1/4 inch to about 0.5 inch of rainfall is expected unless a storm sits over you. Some of these could pack about 1 inch or so, so we could see maximum of around 1 inch. Then as we go into tomorrow, more rain rolls in, becomes a little bit more widespread, but it lessens out in intensity down south and it starts to increase up north. So we get a little relief tomorrow, but then it drops back down and becomes heavy once again for Thursday, where we're looking at another inch of rainfall. So a very wet, damp, on and off week here, and it does look like some flooding potential returning again, especially by Thursday, if not by again this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Stop. Yeah. So, keep your umbrella handy. You know, check
your windshield
wiper
blades. Make sure they're
make
working
sure
properly.
Wear, boots. Wear raincoat. Oh, my gosh. We'll get through it together. Thank you, Brittany.
Have a good day.
All right,
okay.
Same
it's
to you.
Gonna be soggy, but we'll get through it. Thank you, Brittany. Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist.
Okay. Yeah, that was boy, the weather, you know, when it rains, it really does rain.
I mean, it was really coming down in buckets last night, just pouring.
Yeah. All right, let's get this cut ready here. No, we don't have time for that.
Well, okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, you don't have that kind of time. But I want to get to this. This is important. We talk about AI all the time.
Yes.
And I've lost complete faith in AI. Total faith
You were
in
all
AI.
On board of
I know.
Before,
I just think it's something to create with. That's all. You know, use it as a helper to create ideas
force.
Or pictures or whatever you want. Not make pictures from it. Just, you know, create ideas. That AI can come up with that you can utilize.
Well, don't you think it'll be good? I mean, it's good for science and medical research?
No, I think it's really horrible for
really?
All of those things.
Why?
Unless you have specific items that it can't deal with without going out into the web and then getting ideas from there. We don't need that. But there are new jobs coming from AI that this is very encouraging for those who want to get into it.
Okay.
And I thought maybe some of these things would work. Job one, New York University Stern School of Business, who studies the economic consequences of AI, envision a new set of roles that that call for AI auditors. Auditors, people who dig down into the AI to understand what it's doing and why, and can then document it for technical, explanatory, or liability purposes. Or how about this, an AI ethicist? It will be these ethicist jobs to build chains of defensible logic that can be used to support decisions made by AI. Or this, AI legal guarantor. In other words, someone who provides the culpability that the AI cannot. You can't just blame AI. Oh, well, the AI did that. You have to have somebody, obviously, who takes the responsibility of that. Okay. Escalation officer.
An escalation officer.
In an essay titled, What Will Remain for People to Do? There are roles that humans simply prefer other humans to perform. People will want to speak with a human or for empathy or, you know, just for understanding their problems. So you can't go to AI for that. You know how you sit on the phone forever with an AI bot telling you this, that, and the other?
Right.
And then, of course, the AI interrogators, experts who figure out how to best use AI in a company, then implement. Or AI plumber will dig through the network to find what went wrong, why it went wrong, and how to repair what went wrong.
Wow.
So there you go.
So these are some opportunities for new jobs.
Yes. AI assessors, AI trainers, AI personality directors, and an AI drug compliance optimizers.
Wow. Okay. Those sound really important and very low paying. Okay. Don't you think?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. 29 past the hour. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a few minutes.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, a special These Guys Gotta Calm Down edition, a quote from Trump this morning, or last night, whatever.
No, it was this morning.
It was this morning, okay.
7:35,
font of information.
We have rain this morning to start the day. We'll see more showers, maybe thunderstorms later, highs in the upper 70s. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened their doors way back in 1958, but some things have remained constant through their history. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com. There's something going on today, John. Some free food, looks like.
Oh, yeah.
You know about this.
Yeah, I read about it. Yeah, if you order something, you get some free samples along with it.
Wings Over Madison is reopening today, apparently.
Yeah, they're right around the University Hospital area.
Yep, 2739 University Avenue.
Yep. Yep.
They're bringing back some great food, and you can get... some free six bonus pack or three tender pack with any purchase.
The cool thing is they've kind of reformulated, you know, how they make the wings and make them crisper, and also their chicken tenders also should be crisper.
And they also have wraps too. They have wraps.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
yes,
they have nice wraps as well.
So they kind of reformulated the whole thing, and they want a second chance, and it seems like they're really. Really trying hard to come back.
Yep. So some free wings. Yeah. You can check them out. They're, again, right on University Avenue near the hospital. Okay. Wings Over Madison.
All right. Want to get to a few texts here?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. We got Doug. You know, we were talking about AI a little earlier. Trump, according to Doug in St. Francis, Trump is AI. A common problem with AI is that it makes things up. Sound familiar? Okay. Thank you for that, Doug. Here's a comment. It says, the arrogance of Trump to think that he could be the first president to solve the eternal problems in the Middle East.
And that's his major problem.
That's a big problem right now. Gary from Madison says, if cutting waste, half the state legislators would be gone, mostly Republicans.
They are truly a waste of time out there.
And again, Doug chiming in, not a good idea to eat any billionaires. They are all spoiled. So don't eat any billionaires.
Okay. Well, yeah, we were about that. You know, yeah. It would save a lot of energy, a lot of pollution.
Doug, I gotta say, Doug, you're very creative. You're very creative with the comments. Keep commenting.
Yeah. All right.
We were talking about creating Doge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here in
that's
Wisconsin.
Yes.
That was really ridiculous.
Yeah, why would we
I thought
do
they were
that?
Doing this all the time. I don't know. Since 2011, at least. Come on, you guys. Stop making excuses. All right, now, we were talking about how ICE has been scooping people off the street.
Yes.
We don't know who they are. They're dressed in street clothes a lot of times, with maybe just a silly vest they could order online if they wanted to.
They're wearing masks.
Masks
they roll
on top
up in
of it.
Unidentified vehicles. I mean, the whole bit.
No warrants.
Secret police.
They don't have to show you any papers
apparently
at all.
Not.
Then they just force you into a vehicle and take you off. And the problem is the innocent bystanders who are watching this happen, or good friends of the person being taken away. What is their recourse? You know, they can ask that stop doing it, but then they get pushed back, and then it becomes a tussle a little bit, and then they can be arrested as well and taken and charged with obstructing. So anyway, we've been hearing about this, and I got to give you a little tip on a great thing to follow if you can, if you're on X yet. It's Paul at Skyline Report. Paul at Skyline Report.
Okay.
This guy, not only does he do opinion pieces, but he also gives you references of all the information that he called his column from. So anyway, Trump, the dictator wants Americans to respect law enforcement with no reciprocation, showing the same respect to citizens, giving them the paychecks. Videos of ICE agents physically assaulting and detaining American citizens, fueling national backlash and demands for federal accountability. Citizens, many Latino, tackled, handcuffed, pinned to the ground, interrogated by ICE, despite being told they were citizens.
Yeah.
Civil rights advocates call the trend a radicalized abuse of power hiding behind a badge. Now, Homeland Security is whining, obviously, about assaults on ICE officers, but nothing has been done about the agents unlawfully detaining or assaulting American citizens. And what ICE is doing is deflecting from its own agents' misconduct, and we've seen so much of that. You know, people being thrown to the ground,
right?
Being bat over the head with sticks, the whole thing, and there's no culpability at all for them. This is domestic radicalized terror in federal uniform. And that's what Paul had written up with a whole bunch of points you can reference as well. Now, here is a report on ABC 7 in L.A. Remember, we talked to an announcer out there in L.A. and gave us a scoop on what was going on out in the streets. This is their coverage of ICE capturing citizens. Let's listen to Cut 175.
An update to this story we told you about last night. That's a U.S. citizen being arrested during an ICE raid at the Hollywood Home Depot. Tonight, he was let go, and now he's sharing his experience with us. Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter has his story.
Hey, no les abra! Yo, you serious, bro?
Pope Garcia was capturing an ICE raid on camera when he suddenly became the target as well.
Get him down!
The 37-year-old U.S. citizen tackled and taken into custody.
You want to go to jail? Fine. You got it.
The pressure of like the knee on like my back and like his hand on my neck, like that's, I felt like, is this it for me?
Other witnesses capturing the violent takedown, which quickly went viral. It happened Thursday.
No les diga su nombre. No les diga su nombre.
As Garcia was filming ICE agents detaining people outside Home Depot in Hollywood. Numerous witnesses, including Garcia, yelling at the officers as they targeted a man in this truck, smashing his window.
A split second after that is when he lunged at me, and I'm still recording. So he pushes me, puts both hands on me, and I push his hand off. And then he didn't like that, so he grabbed my left hand.
Garcia, who is a PhD student at Claremont Graduate University, says the officers seemed surprised when he told them he was a U.S. citizen. He says he was first taken to a holding area at Dodger Stadium, where he heard the agents boasting about how many people they had grabbed.
Like, how many bodies did you guys get today? And one of them said 31, and they started like, yay, like, it was a good day today, and they were like high-fiving each other.
He says the officers also debated about what they could charge him with.
At first, it was assault of a federal agent, but only later, the narrative started switching because the video was out.
After 24 hours, Garcia was released. He says if his violent arrest by numerous officers gave others a window of opportunity, then it was all worth it.
However long period that was, if an undocumented person ran away and got away and got to get to his family, and got to get to his like pregnant wife, then I'm okay with that.
Garcia says he doesn't know if he will be charged with a crime. He says he was simply told that someone will be in touch. What he does know, though, he says, is that he will be taking legal action for the violation of his civil rights.
And that's going on all across the country.
Yeah.
And mostly in blue cities.
Yes, that's what they're targeting, cities, the sanctuary cities. Yeah, they're sweeping through those cities.
They've got to take over these socialist areas.
Well, they've got quotas, you know, 3,000 people a day or some ridiculous number.
I saw this very odd ad. I hope it works on radio.
Okay.
Cut 171. It's a couple, saying goodnight to each other, I believe. Okay. Let's listen to this.
All right.
I had a really good time today.
Yeah, me too. I really look.
What are you doing?
She's coming with us.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're rounding up illegals.
She was born here. She's a citizen.
I don't care. She looks like one of them. But don't worry. When she's in prison in El Salvador, she'll have lots of company.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that was
very
chilling.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy, very chilling. It's part of a series of creepy, chilly ads. But here's Jon Stewart talking about on The Daily Show, and what he's comparing is the extreme that the megas are going through to capture immigrant killers. Now, there are only a few of those,
okay,
but they're really not doing much about the mass shooters that go into our schools. So this is Jon Stewart. Cut 170.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Why is the right so willing to tear our cities apart in this moment?
Dangerous criminals continue to flood our nation and kill our citizens.
This has to stop. I mean, I think about it for my grandkids. I mean, how safe are they in this society?
One woman or one child violated by an illegal alien is one too many.
The alarm bells were going off a long time ago. A lot of Democrats will defend this and say, well, you know, it's such a small percentage. They have blood on their hands, pure and simple. One is too many.
One is too many. One death. By the way, true. It is too many. Violence should never be accepted. It should never be tolerated. But that's for their issue. In the wake of Sandy Hook and Uvalde, and Parkland, and El Paso, and Lewiston, and Aurora, and Buffalo, and Boulder, and Binghamton, and Highland Park, and Monterey Park, and San Bernardino, and San Jose, and San Francisco, and the Pulse Nightclub, and the Colorado Springs Nightclub, and the Little Rock Nightclub, and the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks, and the Ned Pepper's Bar in Dayton, and the Waffle House in Nashville, and Virginia Tech, and UVA, and MSU, and UCSB, and FSU, and NIU, and SMC, and the Sutherland Springs Church, and the Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, and the Living Church of God, and the Tree of Life Synagogue, and the Allen Mall, and the Westroads Mall, and Fort Hood, and Lockheed Martin. And what are we f***ing doing? What are we doing? By the way, that is a wildly incomplete list. We kept it to the last 25 years, and it's still not everything. And what's their response to all that?
they're doing the same thing that they always do after there's a mass shooting. They politicize it.
The issue is not with the Second Amendment. Guns aren't the problem.
Does a gun commit crime?
Democrats want to take away your guns. They don't want to solve problems.
Turns out, when it comes to mass shootings, one's not too many. Actually, a load isn't too many. And by the way, you can say Second Amendment all you want, but you definitely don't seem to mind throwing out the Constitution when it comes to deportation. And I am legitimately asking this question. This is truly legitimate. Like, I know I can be like, but like, I am genuinely baffled. Why is it when a foreigner or someone that shouldn't be here kills one of us, we're going to put $150 billion into border security, we're going to militarize our cities, we're going to spend trillions of dollars to bomb and destabilize foreign countries overseas, we're going to ban people from random countries from ever f***ing visiting here, we're going to take our shoes off at the airport forever. But when we do it to ourselves, nothing. Is it that the only acceptable deaths are those that are made in America?
That's right. That's John Stewart. Great commentary. Excellent commentary. Mm-hmm. We'll get to CJ right after our break here. We've got one coming up and more.
We'll be back with much more.
Some leftovers.
John and Gordy, stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Love you, John and Gordy.
I know you do. Yeah, I know
you too. Yeah, that's Stephanie
Very
Miller.
Sincere.
She's coming up in just a few minutes. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit. They're family-owned and community-focused, helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to their website. Get a free hearing test there, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They'll get you set up with an appointment, too. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right. We've got our mega on the line right here. And that's CJ. Has been waiting a little while here. He's got the rest of the story for us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Good morning, CJ.
Yes, I am. Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, John and Gordy. I am your Paul Harvey for the rest of the story.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, as I listened to John Stewart read off those cities' names, I was adding up in my head the amount of money that we've spent. Federally, Joe Biden spent $150 billion. New York City so far has spent over $5 billion on illegals, and you could add up that and just think the good that that money could have done towards teachers, schools, and all that. And I wish his party and your party cared so much as Joe Biden took in 6,000 illegals a day, and not to mention, what is it now? I think they figure over 1,000 Iranians, nationalists.
I think you're talking about undocumented immigrants, right? You're talking about undocumented immigrants, not illegals. People aren't illegal, are they?
They broke the law when they crossed the border and went through the window and not the door. So, yes, I am. Illegal, undocumented immigrant.
Undocumented, yes. But I think what you're doing is you're trying to hide over the problem here, and the problem is school shootings. And because the school shootings exist, and because we have too many of them, shouldn't we do something about guns that cause those school shootings to take place, to occur? Their easy access to weaponry that shouldn't be out on the streets in the U.S. at all. I mean, they are military weapons, at least, you know, velocity-wise, right? So what we're looking at here is trying to cover up a problem, school shootings, by spending more money and trying to put armed people into schools. I think that's what you're referring to. Why would we do that? Why not just, you know, try to tackle the problem at the root instead of trying to battle it out in the streets or in your schools, you know, maybe having gun battles in schools? Wouldn't it be better just to take care of the problem? Right?
The city of Madison fought resource officers in the school, and they created great relationships with kids. The officers didn't want to leave the school, but your liberal party, after the demise of George Floyd, felt that it was bad to have police officers anywhere in the country. Then January 6th happened, and all of a sudden you care about police.
The thing is, and I'm going to agree with you on that, CJ. I think those police officers in schools were very helpful. In fact, my sons liked talking to the officers in their schools when they went to school. So I disagree with taking them out of the schools. I thought it was a great way for police officers.
Why don't you fight for that then, guys?
Well, again, we're not monolithic here. We disagree with some of the things.
Carolyn's father that was sent back to Venezuela or wherever.
Yeah.
Fight for that, guys. Fight for the police officers in schools and good relationships with kids.
Well, we would.
And dealing with that instead of dividing our country.
But let me ask you one thing, CJ.
Undocumented.
Let me ask you this, because I'm really curious about this. What do you think about having these military individuals out in our streets taking people away, or large crowds of military people in our streets, in our neighborhoods, around schools, at fairs? What do you think about does that look like America to you? Is this what we've come to at this point? Did you feel like a little threatened?
We're there because the Border Patrol had to change diapers.
That's not an excuse. No, that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. Aren't you worried that we're becoming very militaristic in this country and that we're going to have soldiers with weapons walking down our streets?
No, I'm not.
You're not afraid of that.
They're protecting federal property. That's what they're doing there.
No, I'm talking about in the streets.
That's why the military is out. I'm not worried about ICE. I want ICE there.
A swap fest? How dangerous is a swap fest?
Maybe if your Democrat mayors actually helped, but they want this disarray and chaos in cities.
We see their value. We see their value, and we want them to succeed just like every other immigrant in this country succeeded and has created a family and generations of families in this country. So that's how I look at it.
All right. CJ?
Well, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I want the same thing, but I want it done legally, not the way that Biden...
Taking legal immigrants and sending them back to... I'm sorry, CJ.
We ran out of time.
But thanks.
Yeah.
I think we accomplished something.
All right. And that is going to wrap things up for this Tuesday. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Tomorrow on the show, we will welcome back Amy Horak with the Horticultural Report. Find out what to do with all of our lawns now that they've been flooded with water and our gardens and everything.
Everything's going to look lush after this one.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We hope you have a great day. Talk to you in 22 hours.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.